Hey you, how are you doing? Oh, sorry, I know you can't answer that, what with this being an audio and all, but given that you're listening to this right now, I'm guessing that maybe things could be better. Huh? I'm really sorry about that. I don't know exactly what you're going through, but I do know that it's rough out there in the world. Especially if you're queer, trans, or a person of color, or if you are neurotypical, or really any identity that causes people to look down on you. And that really sucks. It sucks that some people won't treat you with the respect you deserve simply because of who you are. It sucks that society is often silent or actively hostile towards you. You don't deserve that. I know it can be hard to believe that sometimes, but it's important that you remember. You do not deserve to be mistreated by anyone. Not for who you are, not for any reason. This isn't happening to you because you're less than other people or wrong in your identity or unlovable for any reason. You aren't any of those things. No. I'm afraid that this is happening because people and society can be seriously messed up in ways that make you a target. That's really unfair. I'm really sorry you have to deal with that. But it's not your fault. It's not because you are a bad person. And it's definitely not because you deserve this. Because you don't. No one does. I know that being different can be scary. I know that it's often isolating and overwhelming, and that there's often no one correct way to deal with all that. It's really hard, and it's okay to feel bad about it. It's okay to feel hopeless or scared or overwhelmed. It's okay to cry if crying might make you feel better. It's okay to take some time to be alone if that might make things more manageable. It's okay to distance yourself from people you need a distance from. And it's okay to take some time away from school or work or any other of your obligations if that's how you get through this. I want you to know that it's also okay for you to not be okay. You're going through a lot, and if you aren't okay right now, then that's entirely reasonable. No one can be expected to be okay all the time, and you are no exception. I know that it can be difficult to believe people when they say things like, it'll get better. And honestly, I don't know what will happen in the future. But what I do know is that you deserve to get through this. You deserve to see things get better. And whether you can believe it right now or not, you are strong enough to last until they do. Listen to me. What you're going through right now is hard. I don't care if you don't think it should be hard, or if it seems like it's easier for everyone else, or if you feel like you haven't put in enough effort. It's still hard, and that's just the truth. But, despite how difficult it is, by some beautiful combination of bravery, a persistence, and chance, you've made it this far. You're here, listening to this audio. And because you're here, I know that you haven't given up, not completely. That act of not giving up, of hoping, even if only just a little bit, that things will get better, that's strength. I am really proud of you. I know it might be difficult for you to accept that from me, but it's the truth. Being a human is hard. Being you is harder. And yet somehow you've done it. You're you, And you're here and you're still breathing despite the weight of it all. And I'm so, so proud of you for that. I don't know exactly what will happen to you after this audio ends. But silly as it may sound, I want you to know that I believe in you. You deserve to get through this and see things get better. And I believe that you will. It might not be easy, especially at first. You might still feel a little bad now and you'll definitely feel bad again in the future. But you're strong, stronger than I think you're willing to acknowledge. You're a good person, despite any flaws or self-hatred you may have. And most importantly, you're you. And being you is more than enough.